Hi, this is Kay with CAFE, and we're back with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. Today, we are speaking with Minister Imhotep Alkebulan. Minister, it is a pleasure to have you here. We are talking about Kwanzaa. If you could introduce yourself to the audience.
Yes, my name is Minister Imhotep Alkebulan. I've been a minister of Wolsey communities since 1980. I've been an ordained minister since 1987. And currently, I am the lead minister for both Wolsey Community Church of Oakland and Wolsey Community Church of Sacramento. I've been enjoying this area since 1987.
Thank you so much, Minister. And if you could share with us, we're here to talk about Kwanzaa. For the folks out there who may not know what Kwanzaa is, what is Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa is a first fruits festival. Kwanzaa means first, and the purpose of it is to have a recommitment to our history, culture. It's based upon seven principles. Their names are in Kiswahili, and I'll give you the English meaning. So the first one is Umoja, Kujichagulia, Ujima, Ujamaa, Nia, Kuumba, Imani. And that's unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
What's the history of Kwanzaa? How did it come about?
Kwanzaa started in 1965, 66, and it was introduced, it was created by Dr. Malana Karinga of the US movement to give us a celebration for African Americans. It's a non-heroic cultural festival. It's a non-heroic cultural festival, and so it's just based upon unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, and the other ones that I've listed. It starts the day after Christmas, so it starts on December 26th and goes to January 1st. Even though it's the last principle, which is Imani, faith, it's the first principle that is celebrated at the beginning of the year. So we start the day off with faith, to believe with all our hearts and our God, our people, and in the righteousness and victory of our struggle.
When you said non-heroic, what exactly does that mean?
So it's not just based upon a individual or singular person, but it's actually more a cultural festival. That's what I mean. Hope Dr. Karinga, if he ever hears this, he'll approve what I'm saying.
Awesome. Thank you so much. How may we celebrate Kwanzaa?
There are a lot of things that we can do today. Back in the day, you know, it was very involved, and now you can go on the internet. But if you were to go, say, in this city, you would go to Culture Collection, which is over on Florin Market, and you would buy a Kwanzaa kit. They have Kwanzaa kits there.
Minister, can you tell me about what may be inside a Kwanzaa kit?
So you would have the first thing you would have is called the mkeka. And that's the straw mat, and that represents the foundation. You know, anything that you build, you have to have a strong foundation. And then the next, what sits upon the nkeka is the kanara, which represents the first ancestors of the African people. And that is a candle holder, and it holds seven candles, and they're colored black for the people, red for the struggle, and green for the growth and land, which is Africa. Those seven candles would be unity. And then you'd light the red candle first, because before growth, there's struggle. So you'd light the red candle. That would be Kujichagulia, self-determination. And then you'd light the next candle, Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. The next candle would be Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. The next candle is Nia, which represents purpose. The next candle is Kuumba, creativity. And lastly, the last candle would be Imani, faith. And then the next thing that's on there is the Kikombi cha umoja, or the unity cup, and that's used to pour libation for our ancestors. And the next part that we use at the conclusion, we share the unity cup. Usually it's between an elder and a child, and we say, as each person drinks, they say harambe, and that means let's pull together. There is the vibunzi, which is the dried corn, and that represents the children. So if you were celebrating Kwanzaa at your home, the however many children are in the home, that's how many ears of corn you should have. If you don't have any children in the home, you should at least have two, and you should be mentoring or reaching out to at least two children. The kernels of corn represents the future generations. We have the mezo, which is the point of it's the first fruits harvest celebration. So the mezo are the crops, the fruits. And then we have the bendera, which is a flag, and it's the tricolors of Africa, red, black, and green. I think it was started by the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey in the 20s. I think I covered everything. I think I reached everything.
If there is anything else. Oh, the soil. Did you mention that?
So that when we pour libation, that's what we usually use to you know, I just didn't want to start pouring water on your floor.
Oh, okay. So Minister Imhotep, how do you share the history and the event that is Kwanzaa with the community?
Well, first, I think it starts at home. And so we had two boys, and we were... We would celebrate Kwanzaa, we would have all the family together, and what happens on Kwanzaa each particular night is focused on a particular principle. So we'll talk about unity that first night, or we'll talk about self-determination to define, name, create, and speak for ourselves. And then we would give examples, you know, maybe throughout the year, maybe since if we're talking about children in school, we'll give some school examples, and then we'll ask them to talk about it. And what's really interesting, what I find, so when we have public Kwanzas, one of the first things that we do is we recognize the elders. And so we'll ask questions like, okay, is there any woman, a lady that's 60 plus? And those first years and in the early, nobody wanted to do that. But now people rush to be, I want to be the elder, or, you know, I want to be recognized as an elder. So those things have blossomed, and there's a lot of cultural celebrations, music, African dance, poetry, a lot of cultural celebrations like that. So that's how we celebrate Kwanzaa.
Why do you think the elders want to be recognized more now than before?
You know, at first it was something new. And, you know, in this culture, we don't really honor age. In traditional cultures, African, Asian, Native American, the elders are recognized and respected. We look for their guidance. So as we continued throughout the years, elders would show up and they would be, I don't have to, you know, it would like be pulling teeth getting elders at first, but now elders feel comfortable to be recognized.
They deserve that recognition.
Yes, they do.
Minister, are there any misconceptions about Kwanzaa that you'd like to clear up?
Yes. One of the things is this a Black Christmas? And no, it's not. It's a first fruits cultural celebration. And it starts the day after Christmas. I believe Dr. Karinga, when he was putting it together, he observed that we, as a community of African people, we spend a lot of money on Christmas, kind of drain our resources at the end of the year. And so he noticed that the day after Christmas, the sales go down, that's one of the reasons why it starts the first day after Christmas, you know, and when the sales go down. Also, Kwanzaa is not competing with Christmas. It's just an addition. It's something that focus. So if you look at Christmas, it focuses on, you know, most things that are coming from Northern Europe. And as a culture for African people, we don't really have anything to latch on to. And so this actually gives us something to focus on with our culture. So a lot of times people say, is this a Black Christmas? No, it's not.
Thank you so much for clearing that up. So if you want any information about Kwanzaa, how to celebrate it, even here locally, Elk Grove's not too far from Natomas. Minister, if you can share with our audience how they may do so.
They can go to our website, wosesac.com or wosecommunity.org to get information, or you can visit Dr. Karinga's website. Do a search on Dr. Malana Karinga, or just do a search on Kwanzaa. So Monday, Umoja night, December 26th, we're holding Kwanzaa via Zoom, so people can participate all around the world. And then on Wednesday, we will have public Kwanzaa at the Wackford Center in Elk Grove, California.
Thank you so much. So if you want any of that information, we will place those links on our website. That's natomasunified.org. It'll be under the podcast page. Thank you again for joining us. This has been Conversations with NUSD. Have a great day.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.